Well, good morning, Phil Grace Alliance Church.
早上好，各位宣道会的弟兄姐妹们。
When I say that it's a beautiful thing,
当我说这是一件美妙的事
，In no way am I referring to myself.
我当然说的不是我个人。
It's a beautiful thing to be in church.
在能参加教会是一件美妙的事。
I was thinking this morning as I was participating in the worship.
今天早上当我们一同敬拜的时候
A couple of weeks ago, I was in a $20 million church building that was quite full.
有几周之前我在敬拜地方是一个超过2000万价值的一个教会设施里面进行的。
And 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, I was in a 150-year-old church with 19 worshipers.
那里面充满了人。在另一周，我在一个150年旧的教会里面和众人一起敬拜。
And today I'm in a United Church gymnasium with a beautiful congregation.
今天反而我和会众在一个体育馆里面，它是一个很美妙的体验。
Such is the family of the Christian Missionary Alliance.
这就是我们在宣道会的大家庭里面的弟兄姐妹。
All across the country, and really all across the world, we meet in different places. We look different, we speak different, we worship differently, but it is always about Jesus and lifting Him up on high.
我们有各式各样的敬拜方式，我们有各种不同的人种。还有我们彼此都有不同，但我们敬拜的中心核心只有一位，也就是耶稣基督。
And I'm very grateful that I get to be here with my new translating friend.
我很高兴我可以和我这位新的翻译弟兄一起进行服事。
And may we be a dynamic duo like your name.
希望我们就像在英文里面所包含的含义，我们是一个很好的合作伙伴。
Will be like Batman and Robin.
就像蝙蝠侠和他的伙伴一样。
Do you want to be Batman or me?
你想当蝙蝠侠还是我来
？We just Duo just read for us from Acts chapter 2.
我刚才帮我读的经文选自于《使徒行传》第二章。
And it's a really beautiful passage about the early church and what it looked like.
这是形容早期的教会和其中发生的美妙的事。
When my sermon title today is "It is a beautiful thing."
我今天正道的题目是这是一件美妙的事。
I'm referring to the church.
我所想表达的含义就是教会中发生的美妙的事。
When the church gets it right, it's a beautiful thing.
当教会合理的跟随耶稣的时候，美妙的事就会发生。
You are celebrating 7 years of ministry as a church here at Oakville Grace.
今天我们庆祝7年的堂庆。
And that's a beautiful thing.
这是一件美妙的事。
And I'm very thankful for your church that you are part of our district.
我为了中区所有的人，对你们献上感谢。你们是我们的一部分。
I'm pretty sure in my official job description as the district superintendent.
作为中区的中区的主管，我的职位他提出要求包含了。
I think I'm supposed to like the pastors of our district.
我应该去喜欢在中区里的每一位牧师。
I'm finding it very easy to like your pastor.
我。认识你的牧师以后，我觉得非常的喜欢他。
And I'm very grateful to be with you this morning.
今天早上我可以来到大家的中间，我感觉非常的荣幸。
But let's be honest today.
但让我们诚实面对自己。
Church is not always easy.
教会并不是常常这么容易的一件事情。
Church is not always beautiful.
不是那么容易经营的，也不是我们每时每刻都觉得很美妙的。
Sometimes the church becomes very complicated.
有的时候我们知道教会里的事情变得很复杂。
Perhaps you've heard someone like me say this to you before.
也许以前有一位像我这样的人跟你讲过这样的话。
That here in Canada, 85% of our churches are either in decline, they're losing people, or they are plateaued, they've leveled off and are not growing.
在加拿大 85% 的教会里，他们可能已经达到了峰值，从人数的角度，或者是他们已经陷入了哀退。
There are a couple hundred thousand people that live here in Oakville.
在 Oakville, 我们大概有十几万人口。
And I understand there's a large Mandarin speaking population here.
据我了解，在这里有许多讲中文的人口。
I wonder how many of these people woke up this morning and thought, we should go to church today.
我有一个疑问，就是在这众人当中有多少人今天早上他们醒来以后就对自己想说，也许今早我应该去参加敬拜。
I don't know the numbers, but I'm guessing if there's 200,000 people in Oakville, I'm going to guess that 190,000 of them never thought to come to church anywhere today.
我不知道具体数字是多少，但是我猜想，如果 Oakville 有20万人口的话，那可能。其中有19万都没有想说要参加教会。
Many people think that the church today is completely irrelevant.
很多人他们都觉得今天的教会对社会来说毫无意义。
And they are very indifferent toward us. They have no opinion as to whether we matter or not.
他们对我们常常没有一个特别的看法，他们觉得好像无所谓。
But for others, their opinion is not marked by indifference, but it's marked by hostility.
也有一些人，他们对我们看法并不是无所谓，他们有一个负面的看法。
They think the church is incredibly broken and flawed.
他们觉得这个教会的系统是一个非常败坏的系统。
Sometimes I wonder if their opinion is not completely flawed or wrong.
有的时候我自己常想，也许他们的观点是对的。
Sometimes it's not a beautiful thing to be a part of a church.
有的时候教会中发生的事情让我们觉得并不是很美妙。
Sometimes we fail to live compelling lives for Jesus.
有的时候我们进行的生活并没有活出主希望的样式。
Sometimes we keep our faith to ourselves.
常常我们把自己的信仰保留在自己的个人生活当中。
Sometimes we isolate ourselves from each other, and we become vulnerable to the influence of the enemy.
有的时候我们在主里的弟兄姐妹也拒绝相交，所以我们就陷入了恶者的网络。
Jesus gave his life on a cross.
耶稣把他的生命放在了十字架上。
To build a church that would be a beautiful thing.
他建立这间教会就是以美妙的出发点。
A church that would love God and love neighbor.
这间教会会去爱神并且爱他的邻里。
A church that would make an incredible difference in the world today.
这间教会会在这个世界里做出一个巨大的影响。
Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
耶稣对我们讲说，跟随我，我就让你们成为那钓人的拯救人的。
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Go and shine in the darkness."
耶稣说，你们是光，所以你们应当到世界里去发光。
This is the passion of God.
这是神所对我们的希望。
And if we don't have that passion in our hearts,
如果我们的心里缺乏这种热情的话
，We will be far less than the church that Jesus had in His heart when He died on the cross for us.
那耶稣所在十字架上成就的对教会的计划，我们就缺乏了。
This is my sermon in a sentence today.
如果用一句话来概括我今天讲到的话。
Great things happen in and through the church when we get it right.
教会里会发生美妙的事情，如果我们成功地跟随主耶稣。
But much pain follows when we lose our way.
假设我们没有去跟随主的话，那就会经历许多的苦楚。
So from the book of Acts and the passage that we read this morning, I want us to think of what it looks like to get it right.
今天我们在《使徒行传》里所阅读的经文就彰显了如果我们合理的跟随主是会发生什么样的事。
Understand this, all the people of Oakville, including the 190,000 that slept in or went for a walk or went out for breakfast this morning, they are simply trying to make sense of life and live a life that's meaningful, that's powerful, that's impactful. Good luck saying all that.
我想跟大家分享一个概念，就是 Oakville 这个不到20万的人，他们每一个人都在生命当中去，不管他们来不来教会，都在想寻找生命的真理。
When we survey the people of Canada, and Oakville is no different, it shows that the majority of people in our culture remain dissatisfied with their lives, despite their material possessions and attainments.
当我们在加拿大做人口调查的时候，会发现绝大部分人，他们不管有多少财富或者地位，他们都对人生有一些不满意。
People are searching for something more lasting, more meaningful to build their life upon.
他们在寻找一个有意义的人生意义。
There's a deep desire within all of us, including us here today, for life to make sense.
我们每一个人，包括所做的各位，都想正确的去理解我们的生命。
We long for a relationship with God that changes all the other relationships of our lives.
我们去寻求一个和神之间健康的互动，以至于能使我们与弟兄姐妹和邻里的关系更加的和善。
My conviction is when we build our lives upon the truth of God's word.
我的信任就是当我们以圣经里的话为生命的基础的时候，
we find peace and purpose and hope, and a word that's important to you as a church. We find grace.
我们就会在神里寻找到爱、盼望、恩典和满足。
So let me remind you from Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47, what that looks like in everyday life for you and I.
那我们再回顾一下是。图形传第二章里面讲这个所带来的美妙的事是什么。
First and foremost, I think the church that gets it right is a church that is marked by a deep devotion to God.
我认为一个彰显我们合理的跟随主的现象，就是我们对上帝有深深的委身奉献。
It says in verse 42 of this first church that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
在第42节里面讲到起初的教会，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
Church, our deepest needs in life are not material, but rather they are spiritual.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在生活最重要的事情不是物质的，反而是灵力的。
The deepest desire of the human soul is for a connection, an authentic connection with the living, loving God.
我们灵力最渴望的事情是能与创造我们的主有一个美好的连接。
A connection that brings to us an awareness that our lives have purpose and significance and value.
让我们认识到我们的生命是有目的的，还有价值的。
I've loved the words of a writer named John Ortberg.
我认识我阅读过一个著名的写作家，他叫奥伯格。
He writes this: If our souls are healthy.
他写到说，如果我们的灵是健康的，
No external circumstance can destroy our lives.
那外面的世界不管我们面临什么都不可摧毁我们的人生。
But if our souls are unhealthy,
但假设我们的灵是不健康的，
no external circumstance can redeem our life.
那没有任何物质或者外在因素可以救赎我们的灵。
Sometimes in church we sing the hymn, It is well with my soul.
有的时候我们会唱诗歌，我们的灵很美好。
Could you sing that song from an authentic place today?
你唱这首诗歌的时候，你会感觉很安宁吗？
Wellness of soul is what happens when we have a deep devotion to God.
灵里的健康是彰显了我们与神之间的关系。
It says these early Christians in the early church devoted themselves to pursuing a deep relationship with God.
在经文里讲到起初的教会他们恒心追求神的教导。
The simple reality is that nobody drifts into a life of devotion.
我想让大家意识到没有人就自然而然地进入到恒心地追随神的话语。
A devoted life is an intentional life, purposeful life.
恒心的追求神是一个个人的选择。
They were devoted to God's word.
他们选择去遵循神的话语。
They were devoted to the church.
他们选择去恒心的在教会里服侍。
They were devoted to prayer, daily conversations with God.
他们恒心的向神祈祷，每天与神交通。
And it says in verse 43 that everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles.
43节里讲到众人都惧怕使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
Every church should have a sign on the front of the door.
常常我们在见到一间教会它外面会有一个牌子。
And not a sign that says Oakville Grace Alliance Church.
不是那个讲说我们是奥克维尔宣道会的那个牌子。
Though that's okay.
那是我们常见的一种牌子。
Shouldn't you say Glen Abbey United Church?
也不是我们所参加这个英文教会它的名称。
Though that's okay too.
这个也是我们常见的。
But the sign should say.
这个标志应该写什么呢？
This is a place where lives are changed.
这个地方是改变人一生命运的地方。
This is a place where marriages are healed.
这个地方是婚姻被拯救的地方。
This is a place where families are connected.
这个地方是一个家庭关系愈合的地方。
This is a place where hope is found.
这个地方是一个得到盼望的地方。
This is a place where joy is found.
这个地方是一个得到喜乐的地方。
This is a place where grace is discovered.
这个地方是一个获得恩典的地方。
Why does it matter so much?
为什么这件事情很重要？
That we pursue a deep devotion to God?
为什么我们恒心追求神很重要。
It matters because life has a way of becoming very complicated.
是因为这世界上发生很多复杂的事情。
A single phone call can change everything about our day and our week and our month and our life.
也许一个简单的电话就能改变你今天的心情和你接下来所要面对的困境。
A word from our doctor can change everything about everything.
你的医生给你来一部电话，可能你的心情就突然落到了低谷。
Many years ago, a dear friend of mine named Edward was painting his barn with his granddaughter.
我的一个好朋友在许多年前与他的孙女儿一起粉刷他们的栅栏。
He had a big dump truck that he had backed up to the barn.And he put a large piece of wood across the back of the truck as a scaffold, a place to stand while he painted.
他开了一辆大卡车， 然后倒在他的栅栏附近，然后他们站在那个平台上来粉刷他们的栅栏。
It was 12 o'clock noon, and his wife called my friend Ed and his granddaughter to come in for lunch.
大概是中午十二点的时候，他的妻子叫他和孩子回去吃饭。
Ed told his granddaughter to come in, and he would just finish the last little part of the painting, and then he would join them.
Ed 跟他的孙女儿一起准备收拾完毕就回去吃饭。
And she said, Grandpa, don't I need to stand on this end of the piece of wood so it doesn't flip over when you step out on the end?
孙女说我们站在这个平台上是不是比较危险，我应该先下去然后你再下来。
He gave her a condescending smile and said, I understand, I know, I'll be okay.
然后 Ed 说没有关系，我们这样做应该是安全的。
I love wondering how you translate the word condescending. Anyways, that you can think that fast. Well done, it's okay. So she jumped down and he stepped out very, very carefully on the end of the wood, not wanting it to flip over, to reach the last little bit that he needed to paint. He reached on the end of the board, on the back of the truck, he reached out just a little bit further to paint the last little bit of that needed to be painted on the soffitting of the barn.
他决定在饭前完成他们这个最后需要所粉刷的一点空间，所以他去强行的去角落里去粉刷那一块。
And his granddaughter's concern came to be experienced that happened.
他的孙女儿所多担心的事情，虽然他的祖父傲慢的回应他，他还是非常担心事情发生了。
The board flipped and he fell and he landed on his head.
他们所站的木板翻过去了，然后砸向了祖父的头上。
And he couldn't move his arms or his legs.
在那一瞬间，祖父就失去了对他手和胳膊和腿的控制能力。
He was paralyzed.
他失去了行动能力。
15 minutes later, his wife came and she was quite angry that he had not come back for lunch.
15分钟以后，祖父的妻子过来了，她非常愤怒，因为家人没有回去吃饭。
He told her to call 911 that he could not move.
祖父跟他的爱人讲说，请帮我联系警察。
They rushed him to the hospital, and they determined that he had fractured his neck.
救护车把他带到医院里面，然后医生发现祖父的脖子被受了伤。
They put a striker frame where they put a halo around his head, and they drilled into his skull and then attached it to his shoulders, so he could not move his neck and do more damage.
他们为了保护祖父的骨头，他们做了一些固定的操作，使他不能更多的移动，来伤害他的身体。
They rushed him by airplane to the big city close by for surgery.
在做了简单的固定以后，他们把祖父飞到更发达的医院里面进行更多的治疗。
I went to visit him in the hospital a few weeks later when I went to the city that he was in.
当我听到这个消息以后，几周过去了，我去探望他。
I found him sitting and he had to be strapped to his wheelchair around his chest or else he would just fall forward because he had no muscle control.
我发现因为他失去了对身体的控制，所以他需要被固定在轮椅上，否则他会从轮椅上掉下来。
My friend Ed was very stubborn.
我的朋友 Ed 他是一个固执的人。
Very strong-willed.
他的内心非常坚强。
He said to me, I think I really did it this time, Ian.
他说这次终于轮到我了。
And I said, what are you going to do?
然后我回应他说那你怎么办呢？
He said, do you remember when I got cancer 3 years ago? Because he had been struck with cancer as well.
Ed 回答说, 你还记得我3年前患癌症的时候吗?
And I said, I remember.
我说, 当然我记得。
He asked me, what did I tell you?
他问我说, 我那时候是怎么和你讲的?
I said, you told me you're going to show the world how a Christian handles cancer.
我说, 我记得你说的话, 你要给这世界看一看一个基督徒是怎么面对癌症的。
And he did.
他也是这样做的。
Through his cancer diagnosis, he led his neighbor to Jesus.
通过他患癌症这件事情, 他帮助他的邻里认识了耶稣。
He dealt with his cancer with courage and with strength and with grace and with trust.
他用, 耐心还有, 对神的信任来应对病魔的干扰。
When I told him, you're going to show, you said you would show the world how a Christian handles cancer.
我当时跟他说, 你这个计划,
he smiled at me and said, now I will show the world how a Christian handles a wheelchair.
就是当年你讲的, 一个基督徒怎么去面对, 癌症, 那今天你要做的事情就是给世界看一下一位基督徒是怎么在轮椅上彰显神的荣耀。
Several months after this incident,
几个月过去了,
I had him preach with me at my church.
他来到我的教会,
I was standing teaching from the Bible and he was illustrating the truth of the scripture from his life by testimony.
我在, 透过经文里的话进行讲道, 然后他在我的旁边去讲述他生命所经历的这些事情, 来验证, 神的伟大。
I asked him this question.
我又问了他一个问题。
I said, Ed, you claim that you have had no depression since this injury.
我问他说, Ed, 你经历这么多事情, 你的心情没有起伏吗?
He called his fall an injury and not an accident because he said there's no accidents with God.
他说他的从木板上摔下来造成全身瘫痪, 不是一个意外, 他说这都在神的计划之当中。
I asked him, how can you say you've had no depression?
我问他说, 你怎么可能心情上没有起伏呢?
And he smiled to the church family, and he said,
Ed 把他的脸转向会众, 并且对他们讲,
He said, 50 years ago, I met Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
他说50年前我认识了耶稣基督并且接受他为我个人的救主。
And almost every day for the last 50 years,
这50年过去了,
I have pursued to live a life that honors God.
几乎每一天我的目标都是我怎么能活才能荣耀神。
I've read from my Bible.
我常常读我的圣经。
I've talked to God daily in prayer.
我每天都与神讲话, 通过向他祷告。
I've committed myself to the local church.
我恒心地服侍本地的教会。
And through all of this,
and 透过这50年的经历,
I have come to discover,
我突然发现一件事情,
that no matter what happens in my life,
不管我的人生发生什么样的事情,
God is worthy of my trust.
神都值得我去信任。
Why does it matter that we pursue a deep devotion to God?
为什么我们恒心追求神, 是值得我们去做的一件事呢?
Because sometimes in life we feel incredibly inadequate to navigate the journey of life.
是因为我们在人生当中面临许多挑战的时候, 我们才发现自己的不足。
We need wisdom that is greater than our own.
我们需要来自于神的智慧。
We need strength that's greater than anything that we can create in ourselves.
我们常常会感受到从力量方面的缺乏。
And we need hope that is greater than any of our circumstances.
我们需要一个永恒的希望来帮助我们面对人生的难题。
Church, faith is born and sustained in our devotion to God.
弟兄姐妹们，信心是从神而来，也是神帮助我们维持心里的信心。
Let me talk about the last two things and I'll do it quickly.
最后两点我想很快地和大家分享一下。
Not only do we need a deep devotion to God, the early church was marked by a deep devotion to God.
我们不光现代人需要恒心地敬拜神，前期的教会也是这样做的。
We also need a deep commitment to life together.
我们彼此之间也应当互相扶持在我们的生命当中。
This is what I believe with all of my heart for all of our churches here in Ontario.
这是我深刻的有一个信念，就是为我们中区所有教会的一个共同的信念。
We are always better together than we could ever be alone.
我们聚集在一起，总比我们单独去面向世界更好。
We deeply need each other.
我们对彼此有一个深刻的需求。
We are called to live life together.
耶稣叫我们在生命当中与弟兄姐妹共进退。
Listen to the words in verse 44, I think. All the believers were together.
在第44节里面讲到，信的人都在一处。
They had everything in common.
他们有一个共同的目标。
They sold possessions, properties, and they gave to anybody that had need.
他们把物共用，并且分享给所有有需求的人。
Daily they met together in the temple courts.
每一天他们都与彼此相见，在神的家里。
They shared meals in their homes.
他们在各自家庭当中与彼此擘饼。
They ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们像一个家庭一样欢乐地分享食物。
The church was together.
教会是一个大家庭。
Christianity was the first movement that was dedicated to bringing people together.
基督教的原始，我们读到就是大家一起进行一个美妙的生活。
Jews and Gentiles.
不管是犹太人还是外邦人。
Men and women.
男人或者女人。
Slave and free.
奴隶或者是自由人。
Young and old.
年轻人或者年长者。
Jesus' entire life was about tearing down barriers.
耶稣他的生命就带来了对旧思想的摧毁。
First and most importantly, between us and God.
最重要在我们与神之间的关系最重要的事情是。
But also between us and each other.Tearing down barriers between that we build between us and each other, people.
就是我们心中所坚持的那些错误的思维，不管是我们与神之间的关系，还是我们与其他人之间的关系。
Church, we need God, and we need each other.
在教会里面，我们需要神，我们也需要彼此。
We cannot live in dependence upon God, but independent of each other.
我们不能光依靠在神的身上，忽略我们周边的弟兄姐妹。
We are a family.
我们是一个家庭。
We don't always get it right.
我们常常会彼此吵斗。
But we're never given the luxury of quitting on each other.
但我们对彼此从来不放弃。
We are called to do life together.
我们是与弟兄姐妹们一起分享在神里面的生命。
We live in a culture that is very busy.
在当下的社会里面，我们每一个人都异常的忙碌。
It seems like we're often in a hurry.
我们常常奔东跑西。
But church, there's things that we cannot do in a hurry.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们在教会里服侍常常不能这样做。
We cannot grow a meaningful relationship with Jesus if we are always in a hurry.
我们需要加以耐心去分享神的话语。
We can't build a healthy marriage if we're always in a hurry.
如果我们常常只想马上见到果效，就不能把事情做好。
We cannot cultivate great friendships if we are always in a hurry.
我们如果只是填鸭式的分享神的话，那我们与彼此就无法建立一个健康的关系。
You cannot raise great, healthy, strong, secure children in a hurry.
你会发现在培养孩子的时候也需要很多耐心，不能求一个速成吧。
Our pace of life here in Ontario is not only unsustainable, it at times is abusive and damaging.
我们现在这种快节奏的生活常常对我们个人和社会里生活的人带来很多伤害。
We are called to slow down and know that God is God.
神让我们慢下我们的脚步，并且知道他是神。
And we're called to slow down and build powerful, beautiful, authentic community.
神乐意见到我们去花时间去建立一个属于神的美妙的教会。
Jesus said that the early Christians would be known by their love for one another.
耶稣讲到说，起初的教会，人们认识你们是基督徒，因为你们的爱。
I grew up singing a chorus, a song, and you may have sung it, but it says, they will know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
我小时候常唱的一首赞美诗歌就是说，他们认得我们，因为我们的爱，因为我们的爱，因为我们爱，对，就是因为我们的爱。
I won't go into it, but the passage also talks about an incredible generosity that marked the early church.
我们不会讲这件事情，但是起初的教会他们也被周围的人所知，是因为他们的慷慨。
There is something beautiful about generosity.
慷慨的人是一个美妙的人。
We have been so blessed by God.
我们每个人都受到了来自于神的恩惠。
We need to be extravagantly generous with each other.
所以我们彼此之间也需要非常的慷慨。
One last thing I'll mention here.
最后我想分享的一点就是
The church was marked by a deep devotion to God and a deep commitment to life together.
教会存在的意义就是让我们恒心的敬拜神，并且彼此之间有美好的交流。
But they were also known by a great passion to serve neighbor.
还有另外一点就是我们在对邻里的影响。
Sometimes we think of church as a place to get our needs met.
我们对邻里的服侍，有的时候我们来到教会只是为了满足我们个人的需要。
The church becomes like a Christian club.
就好像一个俱乐部，你称自己为一名基督徒。
Where our focus is to keep the members happy.
然后这个俱乐部的宗旨就是说让这些基督徒来俱乐部的时候心情良好。
We become focused on our inward needs, our selfish needs.
我们常常思想的是我们个人所需和所求。
We measure success by budgets and by attendance rather than by changed hearts.
我们成功的定义就是参加敬拜的人数还有我们奉献的金额。其实我们成功的定义应该是有多少人他们心里获得了改变。
We minimize the heart of Jesus to love our neighbors as we love ourselves and to make a difference in the world in which we live.
我们应该像神爱我们那样去爱我们的邻里，也就像经里所说的，我们就在世界里做光做盐了。
Is there anything different about you when you go to work tomorrow because you're a follower of Jesus?
就像我们明天早上去参加工作的时候，你会因为自己是一名基督徒而在你的工作中 带来对他人的影响吗？
Is there anything different about how you treat students and teachers at school because you love Jesus?
在我们上学的时候，我们因为自己的信仰而带来了我们同学和老师的影响吗？
Without a heart to love and serve our neighbors,
如果我们缺乏一个爱我们邻里的心，
the church will become irrelevant.
那教会存在就毫无意义。
And our impact upon our world will be lost.
我们也就未做出神所希望我们所做的事情。
Is this hard today? It's incredibly difficult.
这件事情做出来容易吗？不，它是非常难的。
Our culture doesn't believe in right and wrong anymore.
我们知道现今的社会正在模糊正义与邪恶的边界。
And they especially don't believe it if it's communicated from a place of arrogance and pride.
如果我们基督徒的出发点是从傲慢与偏见来带来这些信息的时候，其他人就很难接受。
We need to live life like Jesus lived life.
我们需要效仿耶稣的模样，就像他在地上生活的那些年一样，我们也当如此行。
John chapter 1 reminds us that Jesus was filled with grace and with truth.
约翰福音第一章提醒我们，讲到说耶稣充满了生命和恩典。
Listen to God's simple truth.
让我们遵循神给我们非常简单的教导。
Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds.
让你身上所发的光使众人都能看到，以至于他们能见到你所行的义事。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people.
所以既然我们有这个机会，就让我们对所有人都做那美妙的事。
Do not grow weary in doing good.
不要在做美妙的事的过程当中反而忧心胆战。
I could go on and on, but the Bible teaches that the way we treat our neighbor matters so much.
我可以不停地讲下去，但经文里所给我们的教导就是这一件事，我们对周围人有很大的影响。我们怎么分享神的爱是非常重要的。
The only way that our message will make a difference is if our life matches our message.
我们怎么才能帮助他人呢？就是当我们的生命活出我们所讲的话的那一刻。
We are the only Jesus that many people will ever see.
对许多人来讲，我们是他们唯一能见到耶稣的机会。
Do people see joy in us?
他们在我们的生命当中能看到喜乐吗？
Do they experience kindness from us?
他们在与我们交流当中能体会到我们的恩慈吗？
Do they see the peace of God that passes all human understanding within us?
他们能看到那超乎思维的爱来自于神吗？
When the church gets loving neighbor right, beautiful things happen in people's lives.
什么时候才会发生美妙的事情呢？在教会里，就是当我们做出正确的事情。
The early church didn't out-argue the early pagans. They simply outlived them.
起初的教会，他们有很多邻里都是在拜假神，他们并没有在言语上战胜他们。
We will not argue people into the kingdom of God. We need to love and pray people into the kingdom of God.
反而他们是透过对邻里的爱和为他们代祷而赢得他们的生命。
When I think of this early church in the book of Acts,
当我看到这个使徒行传起初的教会的时候，
I see a church with an incredible heart for God.
我看到一间教会，他们都一起来恒心的追求神。
And I see a church with a deep commitment to authentic biblical community life together.
他们深刻地遵循了神对教会的教训。
And I see a deep love for neighbor.
我看到了他们对周围人所充满的爱。
That has been the legacy of Oakville Graves Alliance Church for the last 7 years.
这也是我们华人宣道会欧克维尔华人宣道会过去7年所进行的事项。
It's a beautiful thing when we get church right.
在教会中美妙的事就是我们合力的跟随主耶稣。
Let me end with a really quick story.
在结束前我想分享一下一个简短的故事。
I have a granddaughter who is 5 years old.
我有一个孙女儿她今年5岁了。
I think one day she will be the Prime Minister of Canada.
我希望她有一天能成为加拿大的总理。
Not sure how this will translate, but she is large and in charge.
她有一个特别富有领导的性格。
On her first day of preschool last year, she was standing with her father, my son, waiting to go to preschool. Because of COVID, you had to line up and go in one at a time.
在疫情当中我带她去幼儿园他们正在排队的时候
She was very eager to get in the classroom and take over
她非常冲动地想进入到她的班里并且占领这个班级
Behind her and my son was a young girl who was crying with her mother
在我和我儿子的后面有一个小朋友她和她的母亲在一起他正在哭泣。
Remember how you've seen kids, maybe your kids, they grab onto your leg and they hold on for dear life?
如果你有小朋友的话你可能回忆到他们小的时候他们紧紧地抱住你的大腿并且尽情地哭泣。
My granddaughter Charlotte said to my son, Daddy, I think that girl is afraid to walk into preschool by herself.
我的孙女儿跟她的爸爸讲说爸爸我觉得后面那个小朋友她对踏入这个班级有一个恐惧的心
My son said I think you're right I wonder what we can do to help her
我的儿子告诉他的女儿说你说的完全正确我们怎么才能帮助这个小朋友呢
Charlotte said I know what to do
Charlotte 说我知道我应该怎么办
She left my son and went up to this little girl and she said, Hi, my name is Charlotte.
她到这个小女孩的面前正在哭泣的小朋友面前她说介绍自己我叫 Charlotte.
She said, What's your name?
她问正在哭泣的这个小朋友说你叫什么名字
The little girl stopped crying and looked up at her mom.
正在哭泣的小朋友她停止了哭泣并且抬头仰望他的妈妈
And she said, My name is Harper.
他回答叫我的名字叫和我们前总理Harper 的名字一样
And Charlotte said to Harper, Would you like to walk into school with me this morning?
我的孙女 Charlotte 跟这位小朋友说你愿意和我一起进入班级吗
Because of COVID restrictions, the parents weren't allowed to go into the classroom.
因为当时还在疫情当中，所以父母不允许和孩子一起进入班级。
Harper looked up at her mom, and then she looked at Charlotte, and she said, "Okay, I'll walk in with you."
Harper 看了她的妈妈一眼，然后转向对我的孙女说，好吧，这个主意不错。
And Charlotte extended her hand and took Harper's hand.And the two of them walked into preschool for the first day together.
我的孙女儿拉住 Harper 的手，他们一起进入了那早上的班级。
Church, we need to be like Charlotte.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要像我的孙女儿一样。
We need to see people in their need and come alongside of them like Jesus would.
我们需要去发现其他人生命中的需要，并且面向他们像
But here's,
我常做的, 事情一样,
but here's the truth.
我还想对你们讲,
Sometimes we feel more like Harper than we do like Charlotte.
我们常常在自己的生命当中, 我们表现得像 Harper一样, 那哭泣的女孩, 而不是, 我的孙女儿 Charlotte.
And we feel insecure.
我们在面对生活的时候, 觉得毫无依靠,
we feel vulnerable and fragile.
我们觉得自己是, 不牢固的,
and that's okay.
我们有这种感觉是没有问题的。
And if you're feeling like Harper today,
如果你今天觉得你像这个哭泣的小女孩一样,
let someone take you by the hand.
那就同意接受来自于Charlotte的手,
and help you navigate the circumstances that you're facing today.
拉着她的手就朝着正确的方向走。
Tell the truth.
但请你诚实地面对自己内心。
Tell God the Father how you're feeling.
诚实地面对神, 向他诉说你心里所想讲的话。
Let some of your church family know so they can pray for you and take you by the hand.
寻找教会里你可以信任的人分享你所面临的, 苦楚。 可以让教会的弟兄姐妹帮你一起分担。
And you too will be able to show the world how a Christian handles a wheelchair.
那有一天你也可以成为, 分享和见证你, 神在你生命当中所行的伟大美好的事。
Show the world how a Christian handles a difficult medical diagnosis.
你就可以像我的好友一样, 去, 在, 病魔当中, 还有在瘫痪之下, 都可以持续地分享你所经历的事。
Show the world how a Christian handles disappointment or loss.
你可以活出一个不同的样式, 就是当你面临你在生命当中所, 经历那些让人心酸和痛苦的事情, 你的表现会不一样。
The message of the church is not like an old message that described a car rental company, and their message was, we try harder.
我们教会里所, 所表达的标题不应该是像那个旧车, 广告一样, 就是我们每一天都做得比昨天更好。
The reality is that we don't try harder. We trust deeper.
我们所生活的样式不是我们每一天都工作得更加努力, 反而是每一天我们都对神有一个更深的了解。
My favorite seven words in English, not sure how it translates into Mandarin, but my seven favorite English words are,
我不知道在中文里面能不能翻译出来, 但英语里面我有七个词语, 我是对他们非常喜爱的。
But for this time, we have Jesus.
但现今我们已经有耶稣基督了。
But for this time, but for this situation, but for this circumstance, but for this season of your life, you're not alone. You have Jesus, and you have each other, and we have the church.
虽然我们面临的世界是同样的，但是这一次我们有耶稣基督了，我们有弟兄姐妹了，我们可以彼此扶持, 跟随神的话语一同走下去。
When the church understands this, it's a beautiful thing.
当教会明白这个真理的时候, 美妙的事情就要发生了。
Let me pray for you.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you that for 7 years, Oakville Grace Church has been seeking to get it right.
父，我们非常感恩，在过去七年里, 欧普威尔宣道会都在努力地遵循你的脚步。
I thank you for their pastor.
我为他们的牧师为您献上祷告。
I thank you for their leadership board.
献上感恩，先对他们的各位领事也献上感恩。
I thank you for the dozens of volunteers.
我为教会里所有的义工都献上感恩。
Who are pursuing deep devotion to you and a deep love for one another and the world around.
他们恒心的追寻你的话语，并且他们脚步紧紧的跟随你。
Oh Lord, I pray that you bless this church family.
主啊，我向您祈求施恩于这间教会之上。
May they be grateful for the past 7 years.
让他们对过去的7年有一个感恩。
But may they have great hope for the days, months, and years to come till Jesus comes again.
同样也对未来的每一天都有一个美好的盼望，直到耶稣你回来的那一天。
Oh Lord, bless this church, I pray.
主啊，求您继续在将来赐福于这间教会，这就是我的愿望。
Give courage and faith and hope and peace to this church family.
请赐这间教会于勇气还有信心。
May we truly love you with all of our heart.
也让我们每一个人都在心里真正的爱你。
May we take great care of each other.
也让我们对彼此之间都有一个来自于爱的负担。
And may we serve the city of Oakville and the world beyond with great passion and expectation and sacrifice.
也让我们在奥克维尔这个区域内做光做眼，以至于我们影响力能传达到整个世界当中。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名求。
Amen. Amen.